We mainly do individual trauma-related psychotherapy, yeah, but the help for the family is very important as well. There are very complex interactive processes of coping with the, and communicating about the trauma or dealing with this accumulating stress. We do that individual treatment and ask the families from time to time to come here to have talks with the family. Mostly the family is very... they have a lot of problems by through dealing with the symptoms. Yeah, our patients mostly of our patients have a lot of symptoms. Yeah, there are symptoms from the PTSD, yeah, like the intrusion, the flashbacks, yeah, the withdrawal from the society, the sleeping disturbances, the nightmares when they sleep together. The woman and the patient sleep together in the bed and. The traumatized person is crying in the night and nobody can sleep anymore, for example, or the woman tries to wake up the man because she's frightened because he's crying in the night and that can be dangerous, for example. We have stories like that that somebody is not really awake, then when he gets awake and he tries to fight against the woman because he thinks he's somebody who is attacking him. Yeah, for example, these are very difficult situations and the family often do not know how to deal with these situations. Yeah, they have to calm down the traumatized member of the family. The children, for example, there are situations that the children are not allowed to cry, yeah, because it can lead to flashbacks. Suddenly the father thinks he's somewhere in war and there were a lot of crying children and he's there and he starts to shout and so the children get very frightened, for example. These are things they have to deal with in these families. And another thing they need help are that the adaptation or adjustment to the situation here in Switzerland is very different. Traumatized people have a lot of problem in adjusting to the society here. Of course, the children are much quicker than the parents, or especially the men. Yeah, women are quite much faster as well, and they have more resources for that. And then children start to translate for the parents. They have to overtake things parents normally do. So, like the parentification, it's a process which mostly starts there, and if it is going very long, for a long period of time, children cannot do their own development or the things they have to do because they are blocked and they are very close to the parent and cannot find their own way there. Yeah. These are typical situations, for example, where they need help. Yeah. Mm-hmm.